Now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, February 1158, addressed as a letter to David Johns, J-O-H-N-S, P-A-C, 953-5329. Dear Mr. Johns, follow up for Mr. Owens has prior history, left-sided renal cancer, partial nephrectomy, last visit in October. She has seen, since February, couple episodes of burgundy blood in the urine without any urgency, dysuria, abdominal flank pain, fever, chills, lasted for a few days, did go away. Receive antibiotics in one opportunity, but I'm not aware of cultures. Have seen, before this happening, gynecologist, apparently negative external exam. No pelvic has been done, prior hysterectomy, total one. Mobility restricted from right-sided total knee replacement and arthritis. Denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Xarelto, Lisinopril, Inderol. She started on vaginal ovules. This happened before the gross hematuria. Next paragraph, weight 212, blood pressure 149.85 by nurse. Lungs are clear, atrial fibrillation rate less than 80 on Xarelto, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, has fibromyalgia with exquisite discomfort bilateral lumbar area to minimal touch, no ascites, minimal edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Normal kidney function, normal electrolyte acid base, normal magnesium, minor elevation of transaminases with documented fatty liver, prior low level ferritin and iron percentage. There is a prior CT scan of the chest last year. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, normal kidney function. Next number, history, partial nephrectomy, left-sided for renal cancer without recurrence. Next number, fatty liver, minor liver abnormalities, hepatocellular, no obstruction. Off the hydrochlorothiazide with presently normal potassium. Off protonix with normal magnesium. Gross hematuria needs workup. We are not going to explain this to the exposure to Xarelto, given her prior history of cancer. Needs to go back to the gynecologist for a good pelvic exam of the vagina, given that she doesn't have cervix or uterus. After that, urology needs to see her for potential cystoscopy. The last imaging, abdomen did not show gross masses. They were cysts. All issues discussed with the patient and family member. Come back on the next 6 months.